Solar flares are relatively common. You can get several per day at times, but the big ones are more rare and more spectacular. A stunning sight to behold when the sun releases a huge amount of energy in a blindingly bright burst. And then a couple days later, it reaches the Earth as a cloud of electrons and atoms and ions, a solar storm. And we've got a big one heading towards us now. And one of the scientists tracking that solar storm is Richard Harrison, chief scientist for the Space Science Department at the UK's Rutherford Appleton Laboratory in England. Maybe you can explain to us exactly what a solar storm is and what it looks like when it gets to Earth.
Okay, hello there. Well, the point is we can actually see a cloud traveling out through space. We can image it. We can see it from spacecraft and try to track it out and see which direction it's heading and work out whether it's coming our way. And we know where it's come from roughly, because we saw huge eruptions, explosions in the sun's atmosphere. These are the flares that you mentioned. It isn't a one-to-one thing. They're associated rather than being driven by each other. There are flares and there are clouds coming out, which are associated with those. And in trying to track these, of course, you're trying to determine whether they will hit the Earth, pass over the Earth, engulf us completely, miss us, or whatever. And a whole bunch of people using the images that we have on various spacecraft are trying to make those predictions. So it's really an international thing in that sense. Not trying to outdo each other, but playing the game together, as it were, and learning how to do this. And that's what's happening now. And the predictions that have been passed around the professional community, as it were, are right now, basically. It's right across today to early tomorrow morning, UK time, that this thing could arrive. Some people saying it'll be a glancing blow and some saying it'll be head on.
And what does it do when it gets here? It doesn't hurt people, right?
Well, the person in the street may not notice at all is the point. These things have been happening all the time, but you can have significant effects, though. It's not this sort of end-of-the-world type scenario. It's more a matter of it can be disruptive to power distribution systems, communication systems, satellite control systems, those sorts of things, for lots of different reasons. And the most severe things you might expect normally, you might get a power blackout or a communication interference or even a loss of a spacecraft or something like that. There's a whole list of things that can happen, and we have lists of things that have happened over the years. And one or two of times, yes, they've been extremely disruptive, and often they're more sort of awkward and a bit of a price tag attached to them, which is extremely significant. And it's a bit like forecasting the weather, if you like. We need to know when these things are happening, when they're coming our way, and when they can be damaging to us. And certainly if it's a big one, yes, we'd like to know ahead of time.
Well, are you among the scientists who thinks we're going to get a glancing blow or that we're going to get the solar storm hitting us in a big way?
I reckon we're going to get the glancing blow from our own particular data. I think that's what we're thinking. But we'll see, won't we, in the next 12 hours or so, I suppose.
Could knock out some satellites, though, right?
Hopefully not ours, but yes.
But if this does hit just a glancing blow, what are you talking about? We were saying it would probably knock out some people's GPS systems. Is that about the extent of it?
Well, something like that. In theory, things like that could happen, but you never quite know what it's going to affect, which is part of the problem, isn't it? Which is one of the reasons why we're doing the research.
And you can study the effect after it's gone.
Of course. And if you can do that for lots of events, you can begin to understand the physics behind it and make the predictions.
Just like the NCAA March Madness, right? Richard Harrison, chief scientist for the Space Science Department at the UK's Rutherford Appleton Laboratory in England. He is one of the many scientists tracking this solar storm as it heads toward England.
Recalculating route. Drive directly into ocean. That's what we all have to look forward to. Are we?
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.